My name is Michael Cross. I'm a freelance journalist and founder of the Free Our Data campaign, which is run by the Guardian newspaper.
Michael, the actions that these two authorities have taken, your sort of initial reactions to what they're doing, does it look like they're complying with the law?
They're probably complying with the letter of the law, because the relevant law, the 1960 Access to Public Meetings Act, has various let-out clauses. But they can still be challenged if you think that these meetings being held in private are taking the kind of decisions that should be taken by bodies meeting in public. So they're well worth challenging. The relevant act is the 1960s Public Bodies Admission to Meetings Act, which is otherwise known as the Thatcher Act, after its the MP who launched it in her maiden speech, one Margaret Thatcher, who later went on to other things. But the there's another good reason why you should be able to challenge now. The new government has come in very strongly on the side of transparency and openness, and it's, in some ways this is partly because it's had the luxury of opposition, and you always tend to be more enthusiastic about openness when you're in opposition than when you're in government. But one of the things they have said, David Cameron and his ministers have very strongly stressed this, is to create a new public right to data. This is a presumption that information about public bodies and public spending in particular will be available unless there is a very, very good reason why not. We also have a new and very vociferous information commissioner, the guy who monitors the Freedom of Information Act and the Data Protection Act, Chris Graham. He reports to Parliament, not to the government, and he's very keen on public bodies proactively releasing information into the public domain before they're asked to do it, and not to be sort of led screaming and fighting into trying to protect stuff that really shouldn't be protected. And the whole spirit of these new moves is that these meetings should be open to the public.
Are you seeing parts of government or local authorities try and find ways around some of these pushes towards transparency, or are they generally trying to comply with it?
They're generally trying to comply, but it's always difficult because there's a whole cultural thing here, isn't there? I mean, in British government, you'll always get into more trouble for releasing a bit of information when you shouldn't release it than you would for not releasing information when you should. So the kind of default position is you always play safe, and it always looks safer to withhold something rather than to publish it. And this is what the new government says it's trying to reverse with this new public right to data and the whole transparency agenda, which is worth reminding ministers, should they need reminding, that you know was pioneered by Margaret Thatcher. So the culture is changing, but there's always a bit of nervousness in officialdom. There's always a tendency, if they're asked for a bit of information they haven't been asked for before, there's always a tendency to try and kick it upstairs and to say no rather than yes. Not for any sinister reason, but just because it could get them into trouble. There's a perception that it could get them into trouble through things like the Data Protection Act. But as we've seen, the new information commissioner, the guy whose job it is to enforce the Data Protection Act, has come out very strongly in support of releasing information proactively and allowing the public access to the decision-making. And nearly every case where there's been a big fuss, where authorities have held on to this information and says, oh no, we can't let people in this, or we can't release this information, nearly always when it has been released, it's just been accepted and people have carried on as normal. So it's nearly always a storm in a teacup, and it's nearly always just the authority just reacting out of habit and caution rather than trying to cover anything up. That's not to say that some authorities aren't trying to cover things up, and this is the reason why we need to exercise this right, and we really need to just keep pushing at the door, because open government is better government in nearly every case.